Good evening. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Frankton High School, Frankton, Indiana, Madison County. Welcome to tonight's education-based varsity girls basketball game. Tonight, the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies visit the Frankton Lady Eagles. This internet radio broadcast is made possible by audiosportsonline.net. That's Robbie Kendall, ASO, providing internet radio access to putmeinsports.com since 2008. Pre-game clock 7:33. Will Mitchell had a little difficulty getting started here this evening. Will Mitchell got to speak with a couple of former coaches and teachers from Hamilton Heights. Got to talk to Jan Hope, science teacher, Hamilton Heights, and Jim Hedges, the art teacher at Hamilton Heights, also the baseball coach. He threw a good knuckleball at Indiana Central, probably at Arlington too. We'll mention a little bit about both schools. First, we'll talk about the visiting team on the scoreboard. That's the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. We'll mention they have a school enrollment of 731. Their school was conglomerated. Jackson Central became Hamilton Heights, 1965. We'll mention their Class 3A, Sectional 24. Hamilton Heights is going to host the Sectional this year. They'll have seven teams. We'll mention the Frankton Lady Eagles are one of them. They are Hamilton Heights, Centerville, Delta, Frankton, Jay County, Yorktown, Newcastle. The principal at Hamilton Heights High School is Jared Mason. The athletic director is Kurt Ogden. The athletic secretary is Lee Ann Moffitt. Hamilton Heights High School is located at 25802 State Road 19, Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. You can reach them by telephone at 317-984-3551. On the web, you can find them at hhshuskies.org. They wear the collars orange, white, and brown. They participate in the Hoosier Conference. There are 10 teams in the Hoosier Conference. In the East Division, it's Hamilton Heights, Lewis Cass, Northwestern, Tipton, Western. In the West Division, it's Benton Central, Central Catholic Knights, Rensselaer Central, Twin Lakes Indians, and the West Lafayette Red Devils. We'll mention the Huskies are currently 2 wins, 0 losses on the season. They are yet to play a Hoosier Conference ball game. We'll mention they are averaging, I should say, stats, 40 points per game. This might be an interesting game tonight. Frankton Lady Eagles averaging 53.5. We'll mention the Hamilton Heights coach is Coach Keegan Cherry. 101 wins, 48 losses, working in year number 7 at Hamilton Heights. The next game on the agenda for the Lady Huskies is going to be Friday night, this Friday night, November 11th. 6 o'clock for the JV, 7:30 for the varsity. Noblesville Lady Millers will be at the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. We'll talk a little bit about the Frankton Lady Eagles. Frankton Lady Eagles, they have a school enrollment of 507. We'll mention their Class 3A, Sectional 24, along with Hamilton Heights. And as mentioned, the sectional this year will be hosted by Hamilton Heights. We'll mention the principal at Frankton Lady Eagles High School is Brett Sanders. The athletic director is Brent Brobson. The athletic secretary, she was most instrumental for putting me in sports, that's Katrina Hunter. Frankton High School is located at 610 Clyde Street, Frankton, Indiana, 46044. You can reach them on the telephone at 765-754-7879. On the web, you can find them at FranktonEaglesAthletics.com. They wear the collars red and white. They've removed their overpants. They were striped, kind of like the Indiana Hoosiers. Both teams are shooting around on the perimeter. They're taking leisurely shots and their shots at their own discretion. Well, mentioned as mentioned, red and white are their colors. They're in the Central Indiana Conference. There are 8 teams in the Central Indiana Conference. and they are Blackford, Alexandria, Eastbrook, Elwood, Frankton, Madison Grant, Mississinewa, and Oak Hill. The Frankton Lady Eagles are also 2 wins, 0 losses on the season, have not begun the Central Indiana Conference play. The head coach of the Frankton Lady Eagles is Stephen Haymaker. Stephen Haymaker, he's in his 12th year at Frankton Lady Eagle High School. He's 198 wins, just a couple away from that 200 plateau, 87 losses. He's worked from 2009 to present. We'll mention all 11 past seasons. He's got winning records in each of them. We'll mention he went to the sectional in 16, to the regional in 18. In 2020, he went to the state final with his team, finished 21-8. 2022, went to the state final again, and that was just last year. And we'll mention 23-6 last year. Did not get the win, but participated heavily. We'll mention the next game on the agenda for the Frankton Lady Eagles. Going to happen Saturday, November 12th, 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 for the varsity. Frankton Lady Eagles going to be at Muncie Central. Going to play basketball in Muncie on Saturday evening. We'll mention a little bit about the Central Indiana Conference. Conference varsity girls basketball happening tonight. Recent games and tonight's schedule. On Saturday, November 5th, Frankton 57, Monroe Central 22, South Adams 38, Eastbrook 36. Delta, that game was postponed with Madison Grant. And we'll mention Monday, November 7th, Cowan went against Blackford. Blackford got a decisive win. We'll mention on Tuesday, that's tonight, game night here on the schedule. Game's happening. Tonight, it's Blackford. They're at Fort Wayne Wayne tonight. There are 10 Fort Wayne teams. Fort Wayne Wayne, a 4A. Blackford, a 2A. Delta is at Alexandria. Eastern at Eastbrook. Elwood at Frankton. Hamilton Heights right here with Frankton. Norwell at Mississinewa. We'll mention the Hamilton Heights. Hoosier Conference varsity girls basketball, recent and tonight. Saturday, November 5th. It was Hamilton Heights 36, Clinton Prairie 26, Twin Lakes 56, Northwestern 50, West Lafayette 60, Western Boone 42, North Jetson 42, Rensselaer 39, and all I want to mention a belated birthday. That was Sunday, November 6th. Anita Small, she's the wife of Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies assistant coach, Ben Small. We'll mention she takes tickets at the gate. The folks entering the gate at the home games for the Lady Huskies. Tonight on Tuesday, November 8th, games happening tonight. Carroll Cougars at Twin Lakes. Hamilton Heights at Frankton. Hanover Central at Rensselaer. Central Catholic. We have our national anthem. We're back here. We'll mention a little bit, fill up the tonight's games and the Hoosier Conference. We'll start again. Carroll Cougars, Twin Lakes, Hamilton Heights, Frankston, Hanover Central, Rensselaer Central, Central Catholic, Logansport, Lewis Taft, Manchester, Northwestern, West Lafayette, and Western, North Miami. So mention the starting lineups. We'll do the same. Starting lineups in the ballgame tonight. We'll mention for the Lady Huskies. Number 2, she's a junior, 5'6", Ella Hickok. Number 10, 5'9", junior, that's Cameron Runner. Number 20, 5'4", senior, that's Kaylee Rookie. Number 23, a 5'7", junior, Cassidy Shakel. Number 24, 5'9", junior, Hadley Cherry. The head coach is Mr. Keegan Cherry. For the Frankston Lady Eagles starters tonight, wearing number 10, a 6-foot junior, Emma Ferry. Wearing number 12, a 5'6", senior, Bella Dean. Wearing number 14, a 5'11", senior, Haley Nickham. We'll also mention, wearing number 25, a 5'6", senior, Lana Haymaker. And number 32 is 5'7", junior, Amaya Collins. We'll mention both teams for the Frankton Eagles, Lady Huskies. Both teams I'll mention last game in Clint Prairie. We've got one game stats somewhat for the Huskies. Two girls in double figures. That was Ella Hickok and Cameron Runner. Kaylee Roten with 9 points. We'll mention for the Frankton Lady Eagles. Two girls in double figures. That was number 14, Haley Nickham. These are two game totals. Haley Nickham averaging 10.5. We'll mention number 32, Amaya Collins. She's averaging 14 points a game for the Lady Eagles. And we'll mention this game getting ready to start. As mentioned, Frankston Lady Eagles averaging 53.5. They've got a win first game of the season over Tri-Central. They got a win over Monroe Central. Hamilton Heights averaging 38 points per ball game. I tell you what, that's 38 points. And we'll mention they got a win over Danville. They got a win over Clinton Prairie. Both teams getting ready to jump it up right now. Getting ready to jump it up for Frankton is number 10, Emma Sperry. Emma Sperry, Mr. GM Hope here to watch her. And others. Going to jump center right there is number 10, Cameron Runner. Emma Sperry checks in at 6 foot tall. Cameron Runner at 5'9". There comes a toss. Not a bad toss. Tipped to the backcourt, picked up by Hamilton Heights. Crossing the timeline on the dribble. He'll work right side. That's Ella Hickok. Works the right side behind the arc. She'll dribble baseline. She'll bring the ball back out. That's Cameron Runner. Out top to Hadley Cherry. Works the left side to Ella. Back to Hadley. Now back to Ella Hickok. She'll backpedal dribble into the center circle. Pick up her dribble. She'll pass it right side. Out in front of the scores bench. Cameron Runner. Now out top, Katie Roten with the basketball. Guarding her is 25, Lana Haymaker. They'll work it to the paint. They'll work it back around. Inside out play. They'll work it out top of the key. They'll work it down baseline. Hadley Cherry. She'll dribble around. She'll go across the lane. She'll pass it to the corner. No shot taken right there by Shakel. They'll pass the ball around. They'll look for that good shot. 7:10 left in the ballgame. Should stay in the first quarter. Hamilton Heights on the dribble. They'll pass through the corner. Ella Hickok. She'll dribble baseline. She'll crossover dribble. She'll work it right side on the dribble there out top. 3-point shot in the air. Wouldn't go. Shot taken by Hadley Cherry. Rebound. Frankton Eagles will start their first possession of the evening. 6:48 on the game clock in the front court, moving the ball around. Working it outside, 14, Haley Nickham. She'll pass it right side now on the dribble, 25, Lana Haymaker. They're working through the baseline. They're working down low in the paint. There's some friction, no foul called. It wasn't on the shot. Ball's going to go loose. It's picked up by the Lady Huskies. Crossing the timeline on the dribble, Ella Hickok. They're working right side behind arc, Haley Groton. They'll move her back around. Ends up in the hands of Ella Hickok out top. Guarding her, 32, Amaya Collins. Amaya Collins, as mentioned, 14 points offensively. Average in two ball games. Out top of the basketball. Cross it out. Triple threat available. Katie Roten, she's well beyond the arc. picking her up is 25, Lana Haymaker. Ella Hickok on the dribble. She'll work it out top. She'll cross over. She'll go to the corner with it. Hadley Cherry. She'll dribble in. Kick it back out. Katie Roten takes the three, drives around, gives it back to Ella. They'll work it out top. Hadley Cherry. Outside shot. 3-point shot on the way. Good. Katie Roten puts the first 3 points on the ball on the scoreboard tonight. In the backcourt, Hamilton Heights showing some pressure. Broken with the pass to the front court with the dribble, Emma Sperry. She'll kick it outside. 3-point shot scored off the rim. Shot taken by 25, Lana Haymaker. Excuse me. Hamilton Heights in the front court. On the dribble, Ella Hickok. She'll pass it out behind the arc. Katie Roten. She'll work it on around the perimeter. She'll dribble it outside. Now that's Cameron Runner with the basketball. Try a double team. They spin off. They work it back out top to Ella Hickok. To Cameron Runner, out top, she'll reset the offense near the center circle on her back pedal dribble. She'll work it left side behind the arc. Number 10, working right there, Cameron Runner. Picked up, double team, cut her off, wouldn't let her go where she'd like to. And going to go from the corner, 2-point shot wouldn't go for Shakel. Rebound, Katie Roten, she'll dish off in the paint, turnaround jumper, good. Cameron Runner for two. 5-0 contest. Early going. Going to be a kick. Pressure in the backcourt. Cameron Runner got a foot on that one. On the pass. Going to go out of bounds. Going to belong back to Frankston Lady Eagles. Brought in number 14, Haley Nickum. She inbounds the basketball. 25, Lana Haymaker. To the front court spin dribble. That's 32, Amaya. Amaya Collins. They're going to call her. Out of bounds, going to say it's going to go the other way. Hamilton Heights is going to get the basketball. They're going to bring it in left of the bucket. It's going to be brought in by Cameron Runner. Pressure in the backcourt, Frankston Lady Eagles. They'll pass it in. Ella Hickok back to Cameron on the dribble. Guarding her close. Amaya Collins making it difficult for the Huskies. She's trying to cross over right there. Cameron Runner, they're going to call 10-second violation. Didn't get the ball across. Cameron Runner was close. Lady Eagles put a double team on her, and she did not pierce it with the dribble. She picked her basketball up. She'll work it through the front court. Paul Blunt, the Frankton Lady Eagles. Out top, they're moving around the perimeter. Deep out top, they'll work it right side. Sperry going to pass it in. They'll get it into, Amaya Collins. Ball's going to be brought back in. Right there, going to be brought in by Frankton in front of the Huskies bench. In the front court, ball brought in 25, Lana Haymaker. On the dribble out top, guarding her, it's Cameron Runner. Right-handed dribble, she'll cross over. Left-handed dribble across the elbow left side. Baseline jumper, good. Right at the bucket. 3-point shot, Emma Sperry. Emma Sperry, a year ago, shot 47% from 3-point land. It's going to be a foul on the pressure in the backcourt. Foul's going to be whistled. It's going to be a second foul, team foul. And we'll mention that's one. Frankston Lady Eagles, 25, Lana Haymaker. Ball's in the front court. Hamilton Heights on the dribble. Outside the arc, they'll work it out top to Cameron Runner. Left side, Ella Hickok. Hickok on the dribble. She'll pass it down inside the paint. I should say inside the three-point line. Hadley Cherry should get the ball back from Cameron Runner. She'll try a three from the corner. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Ball fought for on the surface. Going to be a jump ball. Two Huskies in there along with 14. Haley Nickum. Working right there. Ella Hickok and Cassidy Shakel. Alternate possession arrow. Gets it back to Frankton after the tip was controlled by Hamilton Heights. To the front court. Going to dig, give and go. The dish off. Ball's loose. Picked up there by Ken Sperry. Outside the arc, 3-point shot, ready to go. That was Collins, Amaya Collins. And on the rebound, going to be a foul whistle. 2:55 left. We're going to call this one on Cameron Runner. She's got one. Team foul number one for the Huskies. Thus far, Frankton with two. We're in the first quarter, 2:55 left. 5-3 contest. Lady Huskies in front. Going to be a foul called in the front court. Hamilton Heights going to pick up another foul. They'll whistle this one on 23. Cassidy Shakel. Going to be brought in left of the bucket by Frankston. Working around the perimeter, she'll drive in from the baseline. That's Emma Sperry. out top of the basketball, 25, Lana Haymaker on the dribble. So we're going to round the perimeter outside with the basketball, Haley Nickum back out top. They'll do the popcorn popper out top, 25, Lana Haymaker hands off. They're working back right side, Haley Nickum. Now back into the hands of 10, Emma Sperry. Baseline, back pedal dribble right there. Lana Haymaker in the corner, trying for the five-second closely guarded call and didn't quite get there. Ball goes out of bounds. Going to be brought in by the Franklin Lady Eagles. Toss it in, 25 on the dribble. That's Lana Haymaker. They'll work the right side. 32, Amaya Collins. They're working around the perimeter. Left side in front of the Huskies bench, three-point land. Wouldn't shoot, passes out of it. Emma Sperry, they're working around the perimeter once again. On the dribble, Bella Jean. Bella Jean wears number 12. They'll toss it down low. It's going to be tipped away, and Hamilton Heights comes up with a loose ball near the paint. Working it back around. Cameron Runner. She'll pass it out top on the dribble. Adela Hitchcock. Ball's going to be thrown away. Going back the other direction. They'll work it down low. Ball's going to be off on the surface. They pass out of it. They get it to the corner. Frankton still with the basketball. Amaya Collins on the dribble. She'll get it out top. Back pedal dribble. That's number 12, Bella Dean. To the corner, she'll drive baseline. That's Emma Sperry. She'll go in. She'll make a bucket, but the foul occurred well before the shot. A little bit of a practice lay up there. No rim, no backboard needed. Foul's going to be whistled on Cassidy Shakel. She picks up her second in the ballgame. Huskies with three. Frankton Lady Eagles still with the two. Going to be brought in right of the bucket. Frankton Lady Eagles, number 12, Bella Dean. She'll go baseline, give it to Sperry. Ball's going to be loose, and it's going to be a reach-in foul, Hamilton Heights. Huskies going to pick up their fourth foul here in the first quarter. Foul's whistle on Hadley Cherry. She's got one. Going to be brought in, ride the bucket on the baseline once again. Going to be brought in by Bella Jean. Dishes it down low. Two-point bucket good. Addie Brobson. Addie Brobson, 5'11", senior. Two-point bucket is 5'5". In the front court of the basketball, Kaylee Roten on the dribbles. She'll pass it back out top. Point guard, Ella Hickok. Guarding her, Amaya Collins. Right in her grill. Out top with the basketball, working it back around. We're missing Kaden Brown in the ballgame for the Lady Huskies. At top of the basketball, Katie Brown's going to shoot a three. Couple steps behind the arc. Right elbow extended. Three-point shot good for Brown. It's an 8-5 contest. 43 seconds left. First quarter. Hamilton Heights in front. We're going to back out top. They're working around the perimeter. Amaya Collins back out top. They'll dish it to Bella Dean. She'll move it around the perimeter right side. That's Haymaker. Bounce pass back out top. They're moving the clock, moving the ball. Trying to use this clock, looking for the last shot. Unless they get a good one. There's one right there. Haymaker, it nails it from three-point lane. And that's Lana Haymaker, ties the ball game at 8. 13 seconds left. Huskies driving the lane. Cameron Runner, going to call foul before the shot. She took a big step. The whistle was blown. Looked like he might be calling a travel. He did not. Good referee called the blocking foul on Frankton. It was not a travel. 124, I should say. Foul whistled on 24. Double check. That is actually going to be on number 20, Addie Brobson. She has her first. They're working into paint. It's going to be a takeaway. Fighting for it. It's going to be a jump ball. Alternate possession arrow going at it. Cameron Runner made the ball available. Reaching her hands in, tying her up with number 12, Bella Dean. Alternate possession arrow gives the Huskies. 7.8. Brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. Brought in with the basketball now, Ella Hickok. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Out top, long three-point shot at the buzzer. Wouldn't go. Had to shoot it quick. That was Hadley Sherry. After one quarter of play, Hamilton Heights and Frankton all locked up at 8 points. We'll mention keeping education in front of athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Fritz. FritzandFishers.com since 1983. They have great cars, great prices, great customers. You can reach them at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana, 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. One is Fritz and Fishers, 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana. Their second location, Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. That's on State Road 32 between Westfield and Noblesville. You can explore their quality used car inventory. That's FritzandFishers.com. You can visit them online or on site. Two locations. That's FritzandFishers.com. F-R-I-T-Z. So both teams back out on the floor looking for second quarter action. 8-8 contest. 8 minutes on the game clock. We're going to begin the second quarter. Alternate possession arrow gives it back to Frankton. Could be brought in by Brobson. Addy Brobson, take that back. 14, Haley Nickham. Ball brought in, working out top. Haymaker, that's Lana Haymaker. She wears number 25. They go baseline with the basketball. Back out top, three-point shot on the way. Wouldn't go. Shot taken by 32, Amaya Collins. Rebound, Hamilton Heights. 7:41 on the game clock, second quarter. Outside the arc, Katie Brown for another one. She hit two in a row. Katie Brown, three-point shot, good. 11-8 on the scoreboard to the front court on the dribble. And the top tapped out of bounds. Pretty close defense right there. Ella Hickok guarding the basketball, tipped it out of bounds, belongs to Frankton Lady Eagles. I bring it in across from the scores bench in the front court. On the dribble is 25. That's Haymaker. Lana Haymaker. They're working back around the perimeter. We're going to have to stop Maya Collins. Back to Haymaker. To the corner. Emma Sperry for three. Wouldn't go. Rebound secured there. That's number three, Katie Brown. Going to dribble up. Going to walk it across the timeline. Ella Hickok going to be picked up at half court by 32, Maya Collins. 6:57 on the game clock. We're in the second quarter. Hamilton Heights in front, 11-8. We're dribbling the basketball in the front quarter. The front half, I should say, the front court. Out top of the basketball, having Cherry, she'll dish off. Cameron Runner out near the center circle. She'll work at left side on the dribble now. Ella Hickok, she'll dish it to Katie Brown out top of the key. Works at right side, three-point shot on the way. Knew the shot was off. Ball might have hit the baseline. It did. It tearing hard. Emma, I should say, Cameron Runner's shot veered off. She knew it was going towards the baseline corner. She went after it. The bounce put it right on the line like a soccer game. Good call by the official. He took a glance at it. Working back the other direction. Lana Haymaker for two. The 11-10. 1 point lead for the Lady Huskies. They'll pass it. Get to the front court. Ball's going to be tipped out of bounds. It's going to be last touch by the Frankton Lady Eagles. In the ball game first time, we're going to see number 13, Macy Smith. She's a 6'2" freshman. She's in the ball game now. Going to be brought in by Hamilton Heights. Pass it to the backcourt. Kaylee Roten going to walk across the timeline. Ella Hickok going to be picked up right there by 32, Amaya Collins. They'll work at right side of the basketball, Macy Smith. She'll dish it down low. 2-point bucket off the glass. A layup for Cameron Runner. 13-10. Lady Huskies by three. They'll make a pass down low. Bounce pass. Nearly stolen. Recovered there. Picked up by 25, Lana Haymaker. They're calling out of bounds, and they're going to bring the ball back in. In the ball game, back in the ball game, number 20, Addie Brobson. She contributes at 4.5 a game. Taking a breather is number 10, Emma Sperry. At top of the basketball, Lana Haymaker. They'll work at right side. Collins back to Haymaker out top around the perimeter. Bounce pass to the baseline. Back out top on the dribble with Haymaker to go up the shot. Couldn't get the shot away. Trying to shoot that at layup just outside the, close to outside the paint. She'll pick up the foul. She'll draw the foul. She'll shoot two. 5:31 on the game clock. 13-10. Lana Haymaker at the free throw line. She's a 5'6 senior. She'll eye it, fly the first one. Rims around, fell off. She'll get some encouragement right there on the lane. She'll get one more. 5:31 left. Second shot by Haymaker. Rims around and falls in. One at the strike at the back end of a two-shot foul. That's Lana Haymaker. Two-point ball game. Lady Huskies 13-11. Trying to pass it across the timeline. Going to dribble it across. Katie Brown. She'll pass it back out. Ella Hickok. She'll work the ball left side. Touches the hands of Taylor Roten. Back to Cameron Runner. Now to the corner. Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok going to bring it back around. Picked up a small screen there by Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner behind the arc. She'll dribble in. Free throw in the lane. She'll kick it back out. Cameron Runner a little bit slippery there. Bottom of the shoe. Working back to Cameron. Cameron outside the paint. Back to Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok on the dribble. Out top, she'll set, reset the offense near the center circle. She'll pick up a screen for Macy Smith. Macy Smith going to pick up another screen there on the dribble with Kaylee Rote. They go cross-court, skip pass to the corner. Just long, goes out of bounds. Last touch, I should say, on the rebound. Going to be last touch by Hamilton Heights. So Emma Sperry back in the ball game. She had a short break, got some fresh legs. Taking a breather right now is going to be 32 Amaya Collins at the 4:35 mark of the second quarter. Brought in. They go high, pass. Only Emma Sperry could have got that pass, and she did in the backcourt. They'll pass it to the front court. Right there, number 20, Addie Robson. They'll pass out of it. They'll pass to the edge. She'll dribble in. Emma Sperry's shot in the paint would go. Rebound Hamilton Heights. 4:14 on the game clock. Going to walk across. She'll pick up a trot now crossing the timeline. Ella Hickok. She'll go more stationary right there with the basketball. She'll kick it back out. Behind the arc, and Cameron Runner had the opportunity to drive and going to get a girl out of position. She's going to pick up the foul. Cameron drawing the foul. Back in the ball game, we're going to see number 32, Amaya Collins. Back in for the Huskies, we're going to see Hadley Cherry. Macy Smith's going to get a breather. Checking out for the Frankston Lady Eagles is number 12. She'll take a breather. That's Bella Dean. Bella Dean is 5'6 senior. 3:56 on the game clock. Cameron Runner behind the arc. Left elbow extended. She'll backpedal dribble. She'll begin bounce it left side behind the arc. Ella Hickok. We're working behind the arc now. Katie Brown works the right side. Touches the hands of Kaylee Roten. Shot from the three-point land. Way to go for Ella Hickok. Rebound. Cameron Runner passes it around. Katie Brown. Crossover dribble. Ella Hickok. Crossover again. She'll take it to the corner. Had the Cherry on the dribble. She'll bring it back out. She'll pass it. Right elbow extended. Three-point shot on the way. Good. Cameron Runner. 3:15 left. We're in the second quarter. Hamilton Heights 16. Frankston 11. But we're going to cross the timeline. They'll break the press with the pass. Frankston Lady Eagles in the front court. Back pedal dribble. Lana Haymaker. She'll work it right side. Maya Collins back to Haymaker. Out behind the arc. She'll dribble closer to the three-point line. She'll get it right side to Maya Collins. Out top. So we're working three-point shot good. Lana Haymaker for three. 16-14. Lady Huskies by two. They'll pass it across the timeline on the dribble. Katie Brown, she'll jump pass out of it, get it to Ella Hickok. Working to the corner. Katie Rose around the perimeter. It was drive the lane. Two-point shot wouldn't go. It's going to be a layup, but it wasn't going to count. She got fouled out top on the drive in the lane. They're going to whistle it foul on Frankston. Back in the ballgame, number 12, Bella Dean. That foul whistled on 32, Amaya Collins. She's got two. Both teams with five fouls here in the first half. 2:30 left on the scoreboard clock. Katie Brown's going to take a breather. She'll get a good hand clap. Going to work from the elbow right here in the ball. Need for her is Macy Smith, 6'2" freshman. She set a screen over to the corner. She'll set the screen, get the ball to Kaylee Roten. Out top, picking up the basketball, backpedal dribble. Cameron Runner working against her is Bella Dean, number 12, for the Frankston Lady Eagles. Out top of the basketball, she'll dribble it right side. Cameron Runner with the basketball. 2:12, she'll drive the lane. Could be a block shot. Emmett Sperry was in the area. Not sure who blocked it. Ball's loose in the front court. Three gals on the floor. Emma Sperry's fighting after the basketball, and Ella Hickok is going to be a jump ball, alternate possession arrow, going to give it back to the Lady Huskies. 2 minutes, 3 seconds left. We're in the second quarter. 16-14. Hamilton Heights by two. Going to be brought in. Backcourt, bounce pass into Cameron Runner. She's going to walk and try to get it across the timeline. Working against her closely. Bella Dean made it tough to get across the timeline. Working to the left side, Hadley Cherry inside the arc. She'll work it down low. Hickok, she'll pass off. And Macy Smith, wide open. A good pass from Ella Hickok. 140 left. 140 to drive the lane. Left-handed layup. Good. Left side of the bucket. That's number 12, Bella Dean for Franklin. Another two-point lead. It's going to be a pass stolen in the front court. Emma Sperry trying to get it to Macy Smith. Lacks a technical pass. Shot just outside the paint. Would go for Emma Smith. 1:16 left. Second quarter. Going to walk across the timeline. They'll work at left side. Now to the corner. Hadley Cherry. Cherry on the dribble. One dribble. She'll pick it up. She'll pass it out top. Near the center circle is Kaylee Roten. 1 minute left here in the second quarter. She'll be guarded closely there by Lana Haymaker. They'll bounce pass inside the arc, right corner, right there. That is Macy Smith. She passes out of it, trying to get it to Ella Hickok. Tipped out of bounds by Collins. Maya Collins with some good hands. Back in the ballgame. It's going to be Katie Brown taking a breather. It's going to be number 13, Macy Smith, brought in. Katie Roten gets it into Hadley, gets the ball back. Back in the center circle out top. Near the center circle, being guarded by Lana Haymaker. 40 seconds left. Huskies looking for the last shot possibly, or a good shot. Out top of the basketball, near the scores bench. Hadley Cherry going to hold the basketball. Deep in the front court. 25 seconds remaining, clock moving. Franklin going to relax a little bit, going to capture their legs right here for this last possession, possibly, by Hamilton Heights. 14 seconds left. They're going to play basketball now. They're going to begin. Hadley Cherry passes off closely to Katie Roten. There's going to be a timeout called by Coach Keegan Cherry. He's going to take a 30-second timeout. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Century 21 Real Estate. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. Enthusiasm, experienced, and knowledgeable. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa, listen. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21 Sheets Company, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison County since 1997, specializing in residential and corporate relocations. You can contact Lisa by phone, excuse me, or by text message at 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, a passion to prove her professionalism. Let Lisa surpass your expectations. Going to be brought in by Hamilton Heights in front of the scores bench. Pass to the backcourt. Going to be a holding foul. Maya Collins going to pick up her third foul here in the first half. It's brought in from the front court, deep in the front court, near the scores bench. Pass to the backcourt. Immediate defense by Maya Collins. 5.2 left. He talks to the backcourt on the dribble. 2 seconds. 3-point shot outside the arc. Good. Katie Brown has 3 3-point shots here in the first half. At halftime, Hamilton Heights, 21. Franklin, 16. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by AGM Auto. They're in Arcadia. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. They can be that good mechanic you're looking for. They do everything under the hood. Along with your new tires, and now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries. Same friendly faces and same quality work. And they now restore classic cars and trucks. We'll make sure you can call them at 317 317-984-5283. Again, that number is 317-984-5283. You can check them out on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. To find them, just take Howard Street right off of State Road 19. You can take Howard Street, go west, and they are behind the Arcadia Ballpark. You'll cross the train track, and it'll be right there on your left. That's AGM Auto in Arcadia. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by the Floor Store. The Floor Store, that's carpet and hardwood floors, ceramic flooring, and custom rugs. Stop by and visit a plethora of in-house floor samples to expand your imagination. You'll be thankful that you stopped in. When excellence is required, the Floor Store, a good place to begin and end. That's Steve and Carolyn Swan. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-3230. Again, that's 765-675-3230. They're located at 1003 East Jefferson Street. They're at the east edge of Tipton, and they welcome your visits. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Hope Jewelers, Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments, and Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. At Hope Jewelers, they're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. They're open on Saturday, 9:30 to 2 at Hope Jewelers in Tipton. 7:13, clock rolling, intermission, halftime score, Hamilton Heights 21, Frankton 16. A good ball game, everyone knew this was going to be. We'll talk about the rankings here in a moment. We'll talk about Runyon Truck Store. Runyon Truck Store, the place to enhance your ride at trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. They have wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professional installations are always available for every product they sell. They have a myriad of products for you to choose from. Visit them. That's Runyon Truck Store. They're located at 27857 Henry Gunn Road. That's in Atlanta, Indiana, 46031. You can check them out on Facebook at Runyon Truck Store, comma, Inc. And that's I-N-K for Inc. We'll mention, again, that's Runyon Truck Store, your place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. And I'm there at Runyon. They bleed orange. That's Runyon Truck Store. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Blue Devil Boilermaker. A special thank you to a secret support sponsor for this year's seasons of the Tipton Blue Devils football, basketball team, and willing to support high school basketball here tonight, Hamilton Heights and Frankton. This support sponsor attended grades K through 12 in the Tipton school system, then went north to Lafayette, Indiana to get that Purdue Boilermaker agricultural degree. And while there at Purdue, he found his future wife. This couple is celebrating then, now, and forever. As we all know, the farming industry is without a doubt one of the most valuable assets that we as consumers can be thankful for. We thank this lifelong Blue Devil Boilermaker for carrying us to support 2022-23 winter basketball. 4:50 on the pregame clock, should say on the intermission. So we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by RE/MAX Anew Realty. That's RE/MAX Anew Realty. Are you looking for real estate professionals in Tipton, Indiana? Visit RE/MAX Anew Realty and connect with a real estate expert today. RE/MAX Anew Realty, they're in Tipton. They are the premier real estate agency serving Tipton, Hamilton, Cass, Owen, Howard, and surrounding counties since 2015. RE/MAX Anew Realty, they're located at 221 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. As a good hand clap for the Franks and Lady Eagles as they come out of the locker room onto the court. We'll mention they're located at 221 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can dial them up at 765-675-3100. Again, their number is 765-675-3100. We'll mention you can find them on the web at anewrealtyhomes.com. That's RE/MAX Anew Realty in Tipton. We'll talk a little bit about the rankings for this week. This week, these rankings took place when they only probably had one game, or some of them had two, not many. We'll mention only one I see, Mishawaka Marion. Class 3A, this is early season coaches poll, top 17 listed in Class 3A. At number one, it's Mishawaka Marion. Mishawaka Marion last week was tied with Hamilton Heights at number eight. Mishawaka Marion, 2-0 on the season. At number two, Benton Central. Last week, I should say they are number three in the media poll. Norwell at number three, they're number five in the media poll. Number four is Jay County. They're number six in the media poll. Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies, they are at number five in the coaches poll. Number six, Twin Lakes Indians. They're 1-0. They're number six. Two teams tied at number seven, Corydon Central and Garrett. Two teams tied at number nine in Class 3A, Indian Creek and Silver Creek. Two teams tied at number 11 in Class 3A, Washington Hatchets and the Evansville Memorial. Evansville Memorial and Washington tied at number 11. At number 13, there are two teams tied, Gibson Southern and West Lafayette. At number 15, it's Belmont. Belmont, right over there, 7 miles from Ohio, hosted the regional last year. We'll mention number 16 is Woodland. Number 17 is Angola. We'll talk about Class 2A. Still preseason. We'll talk about 2A early season polls. 23 teams listed. At number one, it's Forest Park. They're 1-0. Number two, Winchester. This poll was taken. They're 1-0 when it was taken. Number three, University High School. 1-0. Number four, Fairfield. 1-0. Number five, Andrean. Number six, Eastbrook. Number seven, Carroll High School. That's out of Florida. That's the Carroll Cougars. They're 1-0. And I'm tied at number eight, the Franklin Lady Eagles. The poll was taken when they were 1-0. They're 2-0 now. And we'll mention also at number eight, Triton Central. Number 10, South Central. That's down there in Union Mills. Number 11 is Eastern Pekin. They are the Musketeers. Number 12, Lafayette Central Catholic. Number 13, Pioneer. Number 14, Eastern Hancock. Number 15, Cascade. Number 16, Brownstown Central. Number 18, there are two teams tied at 18. They are Northeastern and Linton Stockton. And we'll mention that. Number 20, there are three teams tied. Blackford, Tipton, South Spencer. And at number 23, it's Paoli. 30 seconds left here in the intermission. Getting ready for second half action. Referees back out on the surface. Three referees for a varsity contest. I have heard of three referees for a JV contest. I think that's Mark Carter told me. Mark Carter told me that at Fisher's, I believe, where it was at, they had three for a JV game. I believe that was true. So we're going to inbound the basketball here momentarily. Franklin Lady Eagles on the surface, Hamilton Heights. Coming out to play defense, alternate possession arrow, going to go to the Franklin Lady Eagles. They'll switch buckets. Frank and Lady Eagle's going to go through the bucket. Right there on the stage is right behind it. Same architect must have designed the Hamilton Heights Activity Center. Used to be the middle school not too long ago. It was the high school back when I knew it. Been working around the perimeter. Out top, getting the ball from Haymaker. Working through the corner, down low, two-point bucket, good. Just outside the paint, left side, Emma Sperry for two. 7:35 on the game clock. 21-18. You pass it across the timeline, she'll dribble across. Low pass, picked back up by Ella Hickok. Going to call double dribble. Not quite sure. Coach Zen Small, not quite sure either. Going to hit down the basketball. 7:22 on the game clock. They work it outside, they work it down low. Turn around, shot off the glass. 2-point bucket, good. Number 12, Bella Dean. Hamilton Heights brings the ball in. In the backcourt pressure, Cameron Runner looking to dribble out of it. Behind the back dribble. Going to be tipped away. Now the foul's going to happen on the second reach-in in the backcourt. Cameron Runner is going to draw the foul. They're going to whistle the foul on number 12, Bella Dean. Bella Dean has two in the ballgame. Team foul number one, second half for Frankton Lady Eagles. He brought in cross from the scores bench by Katie Broughton. Backcourt, Cameron Runner, so pass it to the frontcourt. On the dribble, Katie Brown. She'll work a right side crossover dribble out top being guarded by Sperry. They'll work it through the corners. She'll bring the ball back out at Ella Hickok. Out top of the basketball, Cameron Runner. Being closely guarded there, Bella Dean, number 12 for Frankton. They'll work it down the baseline. They'll bring the ball back out. Ella Hickok, cross-court skip pass. 3-point shot on the way. Good. Katie Roten for three. 24-20. Lady Huskies in front. They'll work it through the backcourt. On the dribble. She'll pass across the timeline. It's Lana Haymaker. They'll work it across the timeline. She'll dribble in outside the paint. Right, left to the bucket. That's number 14, Haley Nickham. Haley Nickham averaging 10.5 points per game. That's in two ball games. We're going to cruise across the timeline. Left side, we go to the corner with it. That's Katie Brown. Back pedal dribble. She'll work it around the perimeter. Out top now. Cross court skip pass. 2-point shot from the baseline. Cameron Runner. About a 16-footer. 26-22. Lady Huskies by four. 5:53 left there in the third quarter. They're working around the left side behind the arc. Sperry. Emma Sperry thought about going under. She brought it back out. Moving the ball back around the perimeter. Let's go to the corner with it. Collins. They're working it back out. Skip pass. They're working back down. In the paint. Turnaround jumper. Good. At 14. Haley Nickham. 5'11 senior for two. 26-24. Lady Huskies by two. Who's dribble out top of the basketball. That's Katie Brown. She'll cross over. We're going to get Sperry. Kicks it out behind the arc. Katie Roten in front of the Huskies bench. Katie Roten was dribbling in. Elbow left action. Shoot. Take a free throw shot. Turn around jumper. Way to go. Rebound secured. 14. Haley Nickham. Outside the arc. 3-point shot. Good. Grab the bucket. Amaya Collins. 5'7 junior. 14 points per game average. Crossing the timeline with the basketball. Hadley Cherry. Back to Macy Smith. To the corner. Shot wouldn't go. Over the bucket. We're going to bring the ball back out of there. And we catch up with the basketball. Hadley Cherry is going to get a steal in the front court of Frankston. But we're going to left side crossing the timeline on the dribble. Is Cameron Runner. Picked up the screen from Hadley Cherry. We're going to have top to the center circle. Runner going to pass it right side behind the arc. Katie Brown. Katie Brown going to keep that foot stationary. Didn't drag it. Passes out. Well out top. That's Cameron Runner. They're working across the timeline. They're working out top now. That's Ella Hickok with the crossover. Going to pass it back out. Going to be tipped. Cameron Runner straddled the three-point line. The half-court line, but it's still okay. It was a tipped ball to the backcourt. 27-26. Frankton in front by one. Out top of the basketball. Ella Hickok, back pedal dribble. Looking for a possession right here that could be good. We'll mention 3:52 on the game clock. Waiting to check in. Frankton Lady Eagle at the scores bench. Out top of the basketball, she'll dribble in. Bounce pass and be stolen. Bounce pass stolen going the other direction. Demis Ferry to try the layup, couldn't get the shot to go. Ella Hitchcock going to draw the foul, going to be the culprit of the foul. They reach down, bring her back up, help her back up to her feet. Emma Sperry going to shoot two. Foul's going to be whistled on Ella Hitchcock. She's got one. Both teams with one foul here in the second half. First shot on the way, good. Emma Sperry. Emma Sperry a year ago shot 83% from the free throw line. She's a junior. 3:39 left, 28-26. Third quarter. Second shot on the way from Sperry. Also good. It's going to be a full 60-second timeout. Called by the Frankston Lady Eagles head coach, Stephen Haymaker. 29-26. 3:39 left in the third. We'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals, they're located at 1708 South 8th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. You can reach them by phone at 317-773-4800. Again, their number is 317-773-4800. They have authorized dealers. They are an authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals. One way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet. Commercial with lift gates. And a lift gate can sure come in handy. Full line of moving supplies. Locally owned and operated since 1998. Owner is Dirk. You can contact Dirk right there on site daily. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Indiana Express Rentals, 1708 South 8th Street in Noblesville. Second buzzer sounds. Full 60-second timeout concludes. 29-26 will be brought in from the backcourt. Left of the bucket. Cameron Runner gets it into Ella Hitchcock. Gets the ball back. They go to the half-court line and bring it back. Didn't quarter and cross over. Back on to Ella Hitchcock to the corner. Katie Brown. Take that back. Cassidy Schaefel in the ball game for the Lady Huskies. She wears number 23. Out top. She pick up her dribble. Work at left side. Cameron Runner. They go to the corner with it. Katie Brown back out. Right elbow extended. Good. Three-point shot. Ella Hitchcock. Ella Hitchcock shot 40%. Versus Clinton Prairie from three-point land. 3:01 left here in the third quarter. 29-29. The dribble in. The defense right there, played by Schaefel against Sperry. They'll work the ball back out top. Back pedal dribble, Lana Haymaker. Works at left side, 12, Bella Jean. They'll work it outside the arc. Work it back out top on the dribble, left side, crossover dribble out top. Bella Jean. They're dribbling in the paint, going to pass it in there. Going to be a foul called. Hamilton Heights going to get called for a reach-in near the paint. Foul's going to be whistled on Hadley Cherry. She's got two. Team foul number two, second half. One thus far for Frankton. Checking out the ball game, taking a breather, is number 25, Lana Haymaker. Back in the ball game is Anaya Collins. Ball's going to be tipped out of bounds in the front court. Going to be actually thrown for a pass. Didn't touch anyone. They'll revert back to the baseline. Hamilton Heights will have the basketball. They'll bring it in. Full court pressure. Two pressuring in the backcourt. It's Anaya Collins and 12 Bella Jean. They'll relax a little bit. Huskies will bring the ball to the front court. 2:25 on the game clock. We're going to left behind the arc on the dribble. Working back out top. The dish off. That's Katie Brown. Back to Ella Hitchcock. On the back pedal dribble. 2:15 on the game clock. Stationary dribble outside. Working to the corner. Three-point shot on the way. And Katie Brown has 4 3-point shots that went in. 32-29. She's yet to miss one. 2 minutes left. Ball's in the front court. Working around the perimeter. And Maya Collins. Maya Collins takes it inside. Touches the hands of Haley Nickham. Back out top on the dribble, Bella Jean taking to the corner. Amaya Collins for three. Couple of steps behind the arc. Right elbow extended. Amaya Collins ties the ball game at 32. They'll work it to the corner, picked up there by Stakel. They'll work it back out top. Ella Hickok called about a three-stroke dribble in to go to the corner with it. Harris Cherry kicks it out. Three-point shot. Wouldn't go that time. That was number three. Katie Brown, rebound. Francis, pass, chest pass in the front court. Sperry gets the pass stolen by Ella Hickok with some good hands vertically in an instant. 32-32. 1:06 left. Third quarter. Little bump right there. No foul. Out top to Cameron. She'll dribble in the paint. Going to be a foul there. These gals want to win. So the foul's going to be whistled on Frankton. It'll be a blocking foul. They're going to whistle this foul on number 12, Bella Dean. She picked up her third foul in the ballgame. Taking a breather right now, going to be number 14, Haley Nickum for the Lady Eagles. Going to be brought in left of the bucket. Out top, they're working out behind the arc, I should say. Katie Brown, back pedal dribble. Working against her is Lana Haymaker. Working out top, they'll pounce it left side in front of the Husky bench. Cameron Runner, she'll do a turnaround. She'll bring it back to the baseline corner. Hadley Cherry get the ball back. Working right there with the back pedal dribble. 40 seconds left here in the third quarter. Tie ball game at 32. On the dribble, Cameron Runner still dribbling the lane to try to get a shot away. Couldn't get the shot away. A double team and a foul going to occur. They were determined not to let her shoot. 32-32, 32.7 left. That foul's whistled on 12, Bella Dean. She's going to take a breather with four fouls here in the third quarter. 32.7 left, third quarter. Deep pass in the front court, Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok going to work it left side. Stationary dribble. Deep part right side of the front court right there by the scores bench. To keep the dribble alive, 19 seconds left. No defense yet. They're looking to pick up at about the three-point line. 12 seconds left. Hamilton Heights on the dribble. She'll begin the approach. She picked up the screen, doesn't use it. Double screen. She'll dribble back around. Uses it that time. 3 seconds left. She's looking to shoot. She's going to pass out of it. Couldn't get a shot away. Good defense by the Lady Eagles. Lana Haymaker was not going to allow the last shot of the third quarter. At the end of three, 32-32, 8 minutes. We're going to have a fourth quarter here momentarily. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. That's Dean's Auto Parts, CarQuest Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. They're at the south edge of Cicero, right there at Cicero Town Plaza. Team members, if they are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time, you can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. The second buzzer sounds, getting ready for second half action. Fourth quarter. It is second half. It's going to be brought in by the Lady Huskies, alternate possession arrow. Opposite the scores bench, going to be brought in by Kaylee Roten, slightly to the backcourt, Ella Hickok, 7:56. Fourth quarter, Hamilton Heights with the ball out top. Going to work it down low. Shakel going to go off the glass. A nice entry pass from Cameron Runner. 34-32, Lady Huskies in front. They'll work it out top of the basketball to move the ball around. Touches the hands of Addison Robson. Robson dishes off. They'll work it back to Collins. They'll work it to Haymaker. Now back to Collins. Collins going to get their Haymaker gets the ball back. They'll go to the corner. Three-point shot on the way. Good. Frankton Lady Eagles. That's number 14, Haley Nickel. Haley Nickham for three puts the Frankton Lady Eagles up by one. 35-34. 7:13 left here in the fourth quarter. Out top of the basketball Katie Roden, guarding her loosely. Right there, 25, Lana Haymaker. Pass goes left side, trying to get it to runner, and it's kicked out of bounds. Good hands, good defense by Frankton. Ball's going to be brought in from the Husky bench. We pass it deep to the backcourt. Katie Roden, picking it up in the backcourt. Number two, Ella Hickok. Hickok in the front court, she crossed over. She's working against Addie Brobson. Out top of the basketball on the dribble. Back pedal dribble now is Katie Roten, being guarded by Lana Haymaker. 6:47 on the game clock. They kick it back around on the dribble. Outside, right, working around the perimeter. That's Ella Hickok. She'll pass it off. Katie Brown, she'll pass to the corner. Katie Roten, being guarded there by Haymaker. She'll pick up a screen from Shakel. She gives the ball back to Ella Hickok. Deep in the front court, being guarded right there by 20, Addie Brobson. She's a 5'11 senior. 6:20 left on the game clock here in the fourth quarter. Half top, right side on the dribble. She'll cross over, Ella Hickok. She'll kick it to the corner. Katie Brown, immediate pass, top of the key. Good. To Katie Wilson for three. Lady Hefty's by two. 37-35. Back pedal dribble. Lana Haymaker works it to Brobson. Back to Sperry. Baseline jumper, good. That's a 12-footer. Baseline jumper left side for Emma Sperry. 5:48 left. 37-37. On the dribble out in the center circle. Crossover working in the basketball is Ella Hickok. Guarding her is Addie Brobson. She'll dribble. She'll go to paint. She'll take a shot off the glass. She'll get fouled. She'll shoot two. 5:35 left here in the fourth. That's going to be a whistle on number 20, Addie Brobson. She's going to pick up foul number four. Check that. Maybe change of, yeah, that's true. She's going to change the foul to two. I thought that was a bit much. Two fouls on Addie Brobson. First shot, short off the rim, wouldn't go for Ella Hickok. She'll eye the second one, fly the second one, and get that one. She'll get the back end of a two-shot foul. Hattie has the cherry back in the ballgame. Taking a breather is Katie Brown. She gets some pass on the back on the way to her seat. Working in the front court or her back court right now. Going to bounce in the back court. That's number 32, Amaya Collins. They get his free throw line just inside. Emma Sperry shot rimmed out long. Right on line. Huskies with the rebound. Cameron Runner crossing the timeline right there with point guard Ella Hickok. To work her right side, Cassie Schaefer out top to Hadley Cherry. Back to Ella. She'll work it down low, just outside the paint, to Schaefer. Out top, Cherry, and work it right side, Ella Hickok. 5:02 left here in the fourth quarter. Katie Roten out top. She'll dish off back to Cherry. She'll backtail dribble. She'll bring the ball back near the center circle. She'll be played defensively about 6-8 feet by number 14, Haley Nickham. 4:47, left-handed dribble. We're going towards the sideline right there. Hadley Cherry dishes it back to Ella Hickok. Hickok on the spin move. She'll work it right side to the near the corner on the baseline. Back out of there by Schaefer into the hands of Kaylee Roten. 4:30. 4 minutes, 30 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. 38-37. Lady Huskies by one. There's going to be a bump foul out top. Just a bump foul. Not a whole lot, but enough to blow the whistle. Foul's going to be whistled on number 20, Addie Brobson. She has three. She'll get a breather right now. She gets a hand right there, medium five, a coach on the bench right there. I believe it's probably Jeff Bates. We're crossing the timeline. We're going with the basketball. We're going to pick up a screen there, right side Haley. Katie Roten on the dribble. Ella Hickok picks her dribble up outside the arc. Out top with the basketball. Triple threat available. Cameron Runner still dribble. Right-handed stationary dribble. Working against her is Amaya Collins. Amaya Collins, going to call timeout. It's going to be a call by Hamilton Heights. Lady Husky's going to call a 30-second timeout. And we'll mention, 4 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. 38-37. While growing up and accepting the responsibility of becoming the young man that hopefully mom and dad could be proud of, a work ethic development that may have begun while preparing daily for that high school or middle school wrestling match in each of the matches before it. a strong will to want to succeed with a will to please others can be part of the recipe needed to graduate from the desired level of education that you set forth to achieve. From becoming a contractor to doing safe demolitions, when called upon, we wish the best for this season's winter athletics. Signed, Scott G. When we brought in the front court, Tavy wrote, triple stacks, she'll bring it in, she'll throw it to the back court slightly, picked up by Ella Hickok. To cross the timeline, be picked up by Bella Dean number 12. Gonna be stolen. Chest pass stolen. A rare opportunity. First shot wouldn't go. Rebound putback is good. Credit the bucket. Bella Dean. 39-38. Franklin by one. He'll dribble around in the paint. Kick it back out. Reset the offense with Ella Hickok. She'll pass it right side. 3-point shot on the way. Off the rim wouldn't go. That's Cameron Runner, left elbow extended. She got fouled in the act of shooting. Not quite sure if she went to the line to shoot three last game. But in the first game versus Danville, the same thing happened on the other side of the court. She'll get three fouls whistled on Lana Haymaker. She's got two. First shot is good. Lady Eagles have six accumulative fouls here in the second half. Lady Huskies with two. Second shot, good also. To get one more, sub going to enter the ball game for Lady Huskies. It's going to be Katie Brown. Taking a breather is going to be number 20, Kaylee Roten. To get one more, Cameron Runner. Third shot on the way, she got all three. 41-39. Lady Huskies by two. Working it in the front court. On the dribble. Out top, dishing off, Bella Dean, gonna dish it to Lana Haymaker. Maya Collins with the basketball back to Haymaker. They go to the corner with it. Touches the hands briefly, Haley Nickum. Back out top now on the dribble is Lana Haymaker. We're gonna back out top, 3-point shot in the air. Maya Collins rims out long, wouldn't go. Rebound, Cassidy Schakel for the Huskies. 2:53 on the game clock. Cross the timeline, crossover, Ella Hickok. Some friction, no call. Probably rightfully so, maybe. 2:44 on the game clock. On the dribble, right side. Submit to Cameron Runner, dishes off. At top of the circle, top of the key, right, just a center circle, have the chair. To get it back to Ella Hickok. Work at left side with the basketball, Cameron Runner. Working against her is Maya Collins. Maya Collins is right foot for foot with Cameron Runner. 2:20 left. 41-39. Lady Huskies by two. Another friction right there on the lane. They give the ball back to Cameron Runner. Ella Hickok. Hickok trying to draw the foul. No whistle. Out top with the basketball. She's working around the perimeter. On the dribble. Back pedal dribble. Going to reset the offense. 1:58 left here in the fourth. 2-point ball game. Lady Huskies in front with the basketball. Going to call timeout. It's going to be a full 60-second timeout called by Coach Keegan Cherry. And we do thank you for listening. You're listening to PutMeInSports.com in varsity sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Football in the fall. Tipton Blue Devils, basketball in the winter. Tipton Blue Devils, Central Catholic Knights. Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies. So this whole 60-second timeout we'll also mention. Discount copies, 317-773-8783. Offering a wide range of services. High-speed copies, blueprint-size color prints, up to 36-inch by 48-inch. Laminations up to 22 inches wide, and we're thankful for laminations. We'll mention they do invitations for weddings, graduations, and social events. Business cards, business letterhead, and business envelopes. They're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Saturday by appointment. Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. They run a very tight ship. and they do a fine job. They're at 100 Minta Drive in Noblesville. That's behind Pizza Hut on State Road 32 at the west edge of Noblesville. Discount copies, 96@gmail.com. Can be brought in. Cross room scores bench brought in front court. KV Woot to get into Hadley Sherry. Stationary dribble, triple threat, she'll dribble left. Out top, they get it to Ella Hickok. Back pedal dribble, working against Ella is number 12, Bella Dean. 140 on the game clock. Working around the perimeter. Katie Brown on the dribble, working against Emma Sperry. Emma Sperry pretty close. Close to guarding her. Get a bump foul. She's going to put Katie Brown at the free throw line. Sperry played this all this game long, pretty much. Played a clean game. She picked up her first foul at the 1:34 mark of the fourth quarter. First shot up and good. Katie Brown, 42-39, Lady Huskies by three. Second shot, Katie Brown, up and good. Buzz the buzzer. They're going to get a sub in the ballgame. Cassie Schaefel is going to enter the ballgame. Katie Brown is going to set down after making two at the strike. 1:32 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline, Lana Haymaker. Out top to get ball to Maya Collins. Haymaker back to Collins. She'll work at left side, well behind the arc. Number 12, Bella Dean. Going to be a foul off the ball. They're going to whistle a foul off the ball. 1:22 left. They're in the front court. They're going to whistle this foul. Going to be whistled on 23, Cassidy Schaefel. She picked up her third foul. She's still in the ballgame. Working down low, reverse layup, rims around, it fell off. It hung on the back part of that rim. Could have done either. Could have fell in or fell off, and it fell off. On the crossing the timeline. On the dribble, Ella Hickok. Hickok on the back pedal dribble. She'll work it right side behind the top of the key right there. Guarding against her is Bella Dean. Get it to Hadley Sherry, back to Ella. Could be a timeout called by Coach Keegan Sherry. Coach Keegan Cherry is going to call a 60-second timeout. We do thank you for listening. We'll mention you are listening to an education-based high school boys, high school girls basketball game. This internet radio athletic contest is made possible by ASO. That's Robbie Kendall, audiosportsonline.net, providing internet radio access for Put Me in Sports. .com since 2008. Say what, Robbie Kendall, be happy to work with you. If you have intentions to want to broadcast, you can go to his website. You can go to audiosportsonline.net. You can click on the right portion of that website and you can learn about doing broadcasting yourself. You can do that for your favorite team, or you can just do that for your youngster growing up playing baseball at the youth league. So first horn sounds. Matter of fact, I did hear from a gentleman. I talked to him on the phone. He kept his internet feed alive. I should say his archives are still alive. And they're still going. They're available. And his son played baseball way back when. That was 30 years ago, he told me. He's going to be brought in right at the Husky bench in the front court. Kaylee Roten gets it in back court. Number 10, Cameron Runner. Across the timeline, Maya Collins right in her grill. She's right there like glue. They'll hand off to get it to Ella Hickok. And then Emma Sperry is going to give one of her fouls. She has two now. She has four to give. I should say three to give. 47.7 left. Ella Hickok is going to go to the free throw line. Substitution back in the ballgame. Cassidy Schaefel taking a breather. Katie Brown. Still shooting the 1-1, 8 fouls. Franklin, she'll get the second one. The free throw line, number 2, Ella Hickok. 44-39, Lady Huskies by 5 and just 5 as that one rims out. Rebound, Franklin. 14, Haley Nickum. It's back to the corner of Collins. She'll bounce it out top, thought about a 3, back to Collins. Behind the arc, she'll back pedal dribble. She'll work it left side, they're going to whistle. A whistle, and it's going to be a timeout to double check here. Might have been a kick, an unintentional kick, happens so quickly, they'll bring it back inbound. And it belongs to Frankson. Pass it to the backcourt, Lana Haymaker. Back out top, three-point shot. Off glass. Two-point bucket is good. At 32, Maya Collins. Maya Collins for 3 points. It's a two-point ball game. Lady Huskies in front, 44-42. 28.6 left here in the fourth quarter. And we do thank you for tuning in. We're making class 2A. 2A working right there feverishly. Frankton Lady Eagles tied at number 8 in class 2A. That was this week in the polls before their second game. I should say before their second game. They played their second game, I believe, on Saturday. Don't quote me. I don't have that information in front of me. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies class 3A this week in the polls. They're at number 5. Those polls just mentioned are coaches' polls. Sometimes you think, you probably know, that a coach might have more insight to pick the rankings than the media poll. It could go either way. But I would probably venture to think the coaches' poll is a pretty good poll to go by. 28.6 seconds left. Second buzzer. 44-42, Lady Huskies by 2. Hamilton Heights basketball, they're going to bring it in from the backcourt. They're going to be pressuring the frontcourt. Lady Eagles have 4 in the frontcourt. One side in the backcourt. Baseball, softball pass to the frontcourt from Katie Roten. Gets it to Ella Hickok. Ball's in the frontcourt on the dribble. Ella Hickok going to be an intentional foul. Intentional foul, they don't happen often. But they're going to call an intentional foul here. Two shots going to be awarded to Ella Hickok. And the Huskies will get the ball back out of bounds after the shot. So it's a free throw on Ella Hickok. First one rims off. A foul whistled by Emma Sperry. Emma Sperry just trying to stop the play. Trying to get the clock to stop. The second shot on the way, missed both of them. Ella Hickok. So that was like the foul never took place other than the fact that Emma Sperry has 3 fouls now. Yeah, they're going to get the ball back out of bounds. The referee's talking it over right now. And Frankton thinks they're going to get the ball out of bounds because the officials might. Anyway, they're going to give the ball to Frankton. Nope, they're not. Trading places right there. Frankton Lady Eagle and Hamilton Heights Lady Husky. Going to bring the ball in. In the front court, just left of the scores bench, Katie Roten gets it in. Katie Brown. Katie Roten gets the ball back off to Ella Hickok. Hickok on the dribble. 16 seconds left. Going to be a foul call. Going to be a common foul. Going to be whistled on number 10, Emma Sperry. She'll pick up her 4th foul in the ballgame. Towing up there at the free throw line. Again, it's going to be Ella Hickok. They foul Ella. She missed the last 2 with an empty lane. Empty lane could mean something. Short off the rim there, it might not mean anything. 15.4 left. Taking a breather, Katie Brown back in the ballgame. Well, this is going to be Hadley Cherry, Cassie Schaefer, Ella Hickok. She gets the second one to go. Cameron Runner on the floor, and Katie Root, 12 seconds left. Front court, 45-42. Frankton looking for a 3. On the dribble out front of the court, out front of the bench, Frankton, long shot, going to hit the top. Going to hit the light fixture. It was a high shot. Maya Collins, it hit what they call a foreign object. It's going to be out of bounds at the roof. 0.4 seconds left. Lady Husky's going to need to inbound the basketball. Timeout call by Coach Keegan Cherry. It's going to be a 60-second timeout. And we'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. Noblesville Trophies, You can shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com or stop in, if only to browse around. 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, plaques, fast turnaround, prices low, so low you'll want to be a repeat customer. That's Noblesville Trophies. There's the south edge of Noblesville at 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Call them at 317-773-7391. Going to inbound the basketball. Cameron Runner, backcourt. To the overhead pass. Going to get to the front court. Clock misses out. Pass is in the hands and controlled by Haley Nickum, number 14. And a good ball game. You knew it would be every year. They're going to cross in front of the scores bench. Take the medium five. And we'll mention again, Hamilton Heights' next ball game on their agenda. Going to be next Friday. This Friday. Going to be November 11th. 6 o'clock and 7:30 for the varsity. The Noblesville Lady Millers will be there doing battle against the Lady Huskies. That ball game will be covered by PutMeInSports.com. It'll also be covered by Hamilton County Television. You can go to HCTV1, and that's the address, HCTV1. If you want to tune in and watch that game on internet television, just go to HamiltonCountyTelevision.com if you need to look anything further. And you can find a game online Friday night. You can watch it or listen. And we'll mention the Frankton Lady Eagles' next game on their agenda. It's going to be Saturday, November 12th. November 12th is going to be at 6 o'clock and at 7:30 for the varsity. The Frankton Lady Eagles will be at the Muncie Central facility. And they'll be playing right there. And we wish the best for both teams. And I will mention, thank my wife back home for sound check. Thank my wife back home for keeping it all in order. And we thank you for listening. We'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.
Their program, multiple state finals, and Coach Hamaker does a tremendous job. Those girls compete and play hard, and can't say enough good things about them. I mean, their size and quickness, their length, we knew it was going to be a problem for us. But, you know, credit to our girls. They were resilient. I mean, both teams really big shot after big shot for 32 minutes. And we were able to spurt there at the end. And when we went spread, there in the fourth quarter, I had a lot of confidence in Cameron Runner and Ella Hickok. Carried the basketball and then stepped up to the free throw line and made the free throws. It seemed to be recipe, but I gotta admit, you went bouncing back and forth on the scoreboard, just about like the Danville game. Yeah. You know, and I'm really happy for Katie Bouncing. I do. I mean, he kept coming off the bench and making big shot after big shot. That's huge for us. And we see her do it daily. She does that in practice. So, I'm hoping this will springboard her, confidence in terms of moving forward, the rest of the season, because you have to guard her. She can stretch the floor big time, and I was really happy and proud of her effort tonight. Always a good ball game when you show up here, you show up right here, and between these two teams, you have, you know, Franklin doesn't lose here very often, boys or girls. I mean, great tradition here with basketball in that gym, and to be able to come over here and win, you know, it says a lot about our girls. We had a limited prep. We're still a long way from where we want to be. In terms of, you know, what we have in our playbook and just our execution, we still have a high ceiling, I feel like. I think there's probably a good chance we'll see that team probably come tournament time. Them and Jake County are probably the two favorites.
Friday night, you're going to have a game against the Noblesville Millers.
Yeah. Well, I think we're going to forego practice and just meet at half court and pray. Noblesville is really good. I mean, it's one of those games that, you know, we don't have anything to lose. It's going to go out there and just compete and play hard, and we appreciate having that opportunity. We know Noblesville is really good. Coach Keck does a phenomenal job with those girls. They're going to come at you, and they don't stop for 32 minutes. And we just, you know, our locker room, we're going to embrace that. Just an opportunity to compete.
Coach, I got to admit, I'm very shocked to do game scores for Clint Rarity on Facebook. I mean, that's what I found. I couldn't make it that game, but I'm just appreciative of her and Glenn.
Absolutely. They're not two finer Huskies than Glenn and Sherry, and we appreciate their support. You know, I usually see them home and away games alike, and it's always I always can count on hopefully having one fan, as long as we tie or win.